Egypt says it's bombed Islamic State targets in Libya hours after the militants released videos of the apparent beheadings of 21 Egyptian Christians. It's believed to be the largest video demonstration of mass killings by the group yet. State TV said the dawn strikes had targeted camps, training sites and weapons storage areas. A second wave of strikes was reported just hours later. Libyan officials said Egypt hit targets in the militant-held city of Derna. The strikes came amid widespread condemnation of the killings. The US and UN described them as cowardly. A video emerged on Sunday showing militants forcing a group of men to the ground and decapitating them. The kidnapped Egyptian workers, all Coptic Christians, were seized in separate incidents in December and January from the coastal town of Sirte in eastern Libya under the control of Islamist groups. And the Coptic community in Egypt and around the world has been devastated following the news of the 21 Egyptian men executed. Mina Tabet, a founding member of the mainly Coptic Maspero youth movement in Egypt, told RFI that unlike other hostages held by IS, the families of these 21 men were never contacted to discuss a possible ransom arrangement, as has been the case with other captives by the extremist Muslim group. He said seven more Egyptians, six Copts and one Muslim, are still being held hostage in Libya. RFI's Anne-Marie Basada spoke to Bishop Angelos, the General Bishop of the Coptic Orthodox Church in the UK, who spoke about the impact of these killings.
It's a reaction of extreme sorrow and concern. These men were there to support their families. They left everything behind. They went to work as labourers and send money home to their communities. So, of course, this is going to have not only an emotional impact where families have lost brothers, fathers, uncles, but they've also lost income, and it's going to impact them economically. The other thing is, of course, because they come from rural settings and villages, that, as your listeners would know, this doesn't impact the family. It impacts a family, a community, and a whole network around it, with so many of them there as well. It is going to have quite a significant impact.
Now, the Coptic community has historically, I wouldn't say been persecuted, but they have been singled out within Egyptian society. But is this perhaps the first time we've actually seen it reach such a violent level externally?
Well, of course, Copts have traditionally lived in Egypt, being the indigenous people of Egypt since the first century. And as you say, there have been difficulties, there has been persecution, waves of persecution over the history of the Christian presence in Egypt. This is different, as you rightly say, because it is outside Egypt, and it has a very particular characteristic of being by IS within its general ethos, and having now drawn Christians into this reality of the barbaric deaths that have taken place for months now.